today is the final Sunday. We will be receiving an outreach collection from the Unitarian Universalist Action Network of New Hampshire, our state UU legislative advocacy organization. During this past year, the UU Network and one of our members, Tess George, is the director of this. It's a way of bringing our voice, our values into the legislative process here in the state of New Hampshire. During this past year, those efforts have included work on minimum wage, civil unions, access to health care, and renewable energy legislation. This is the way I say of having our liberal religious values brought to bear in the public square, in the public arena. We will be getting a new round of outreach collections with another organization next Sunday, so this will be the final Sunday that we will be collecting for the UU Action Network. So let us receive that, offering.
You just got a balloon mention here.
And as we are, Dan Murphy will sing for us one of Rick Masson's poems that he put to music. I'm going to say just a little bit about it. The title is "Coffee Table Dancer." Rick was raised by a very doting mother, as he would tell you. I think we devoted part of a chapter in our book to some of his mommy issues, as he liked to call them. One of the things he recounts in this song that his mother liked to do when he was quite young was to dress him up rather spiffily and have him perform dance on a big coffee table in their living room when they would have guests. And so Rick came to call himself throughout his life the coffee table dancer. So.
Mourn the League of Nations and weep about